back to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
I think one of the most amazing places in America to stand. One of the most amazing places to stand in America is Custer Battlefield. The Little Bighorn. To stand there at the Little Bighorn and look across those windswept grass fields and think there was an epic battle here, I think in 1876, right? Chris Courtlander, author of the new book, Arrow to the Heart, The Last Battle of the Little Bighorn, the Custer Battlefield Museum versus the federal government. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Good morning from Montana, where it's a little cool this morning. Snowed last night.
That happens sometimes in April in Montana. It happens. Tell me about your battle. It's been quite some time since we spoke, but you've got the book now, Arrow to the Heart. Tell our listeners about what happened and how you had to battle the federal government over your positioning there.
Sure. I was raided twice by the Bureau of Land Management in 2005 and 2008 by a SWAT team that came into our facility at gunpoint. They took down our museum interns and my staff with automatic weapons and shotguns. And this was all over artifact collecting for the museum. But more egregious, this raid is connected with the Gibson guitar raid and the Four Corners raid in Blanding, Utah, where four people ended up committing suicide. Most recently, I wanted to tell your listeners that Ammon Bundy did the foreword of the book, Arrow to the Heart, that is just actually being released nationally today.
Well, congratulations on that. So tell me about, I want to back up to something you just said here, because I think that it's startling. The BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, not much presence here in the East, but they're all over the Western United States, and they operate lands, and they dictate to people who can graze cattle, and they dictate how people can use land in federal land. But I think it's stunning for me to hear that it wasn't the FBI, it wasn't the local police or sheriff's department, it was the Bureau of Land Management that raided your museum, fully armed, fully semi-automatic weapons, you know, a full SWAT-type raid from the BLM. Who knew that the BLM had that kind of firepower?
After 9/11, President Bush Sr., I mean, President Bush W., passed the Patriot Act, which militarized each one of the secretaries of the president's departments. So National Oceanographic, EPA, Department of Education, Bureau of Land Management, you can go right down the list. They all have their military quasi-government SWAT team. So they have to go out and justify their existence by spending their appropriations, which is about $250 million for the law enforcement division of the Bureau of Land Management. And if they don't spend all their money, they can't get the $250 million next year. So they were ordered to go out and spend money and raid high-profile figures to get national publicity to justify their existence before Congress. I just want to mention to your listeners that Ammon Bundy's case got thrown out of court 4 months ago because they caught the lead agent with the Bureau of Land Management with a kill book and a suicide list, and four people did commit suicide. So let me ask you this question. When's the last time you heard that a United States federal agent had a kill book or a suicide list?
Well, what's a kill book? I mean, let me just ask you that. What's a kill book?
People's names were in it that he and other agents wanted to target to kill. That's why the Bundy case got thrown out 4 months ago. If you Google Ammon Bundy kill list and suicide list, you can read more about it, or you can go to our website, arrowtotheheartbook.com, that has all of the information and the leaked document that got the Bundy's case thrown out of trial. That's the same team that raided me here at Gary Owen, Montana.
Now, why would they want to, why would you suggest that they would want to kill people? They certainly didn't want to kill you, did they?
We don't know because they sealed it, and we don't know whose names are in the book. Also, in the memo that got released through a leak in federal court that got the case dismissed. It's called the Wooten Memo, and Agent Wooten was the lead agent at BLM, and he decided to turn whistleblower and blow the whistle on all of what he knew, and in that information was the kill book and the suicide list.
But that didn't... Okay, but that did not involve you, or you don't know?
We don't know, because the federal judge has it sealed.
Why would they seal it?
Good question. Why would they seal it? It's not national security.
Right, so you're just some little guy out there at Custer National Battlefield or whatever, you know, Custer's last stand, the little big horn, the last battle, you know, of the United States government in the Indian Wars. Why do they care about you? Why would they focus all that attention on you?
Because they were, or somebody leaked a 57-page document to me that is the foundation of the book, Arrow to the Heart. And in that document, it explains that they have too much money in their coffers and they have to get reappropriated every October 31st so they can get their reappropriations from Congress to fund their federal law enforcement department. And when you get $256 million every 12 months, it's pretty hard for 211 agents to go out and spend that kind of budget.
So it's about money?
It's the whole thing is about money. That's why they rated Gibson guitar over exotic wood.
But why did they, fair enough, but why did they raid you in 2005 and 2008? That long predates what we're talking about, doesn't it? Chris Courtlander here, author of the new book, Arrow to the Heart. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it, Chris, before I run out of time here in a couple of minutes.
Sure, it's a very complicated story. That's why I wrote the book. But the answer is, the 57-page document is the cornerstone for my book. I wouldn't have been able to connect all the dots and put the pieces of the puzzle together unless somebody from the Office of Inspector General leaked me all of this information. It's very detailed, with people's names, with agents' names, and what they did and why it happened. And it's all because of William Woody, the chief of federal law enforcement, the Bureau of Land Management, that ordered these raids. And he just got promoted again 6 months ago to the chief of federal law enforcement, and he was the same individual back in 2005.
Are you concerned that this book being released will put you in harm's way potentially?
Well, first of all, let me go on the record and tell your audience I'm not suicidal. And of course, I am concerned for my safety. I've been concerned for my safety for the last multiple years, because I am being the whistleblower. I'm the only person that was never charged, never indicted, and did not commit suicide out of these four high-profile raids. So I feel it a duty to go on the record with the book, which is fully footnoted, to educate the public and Secretary Zinke, the Department of the Interior, what his police department is doing.
All right, Arrow to the Heart, the last battle of the Little Bighorn, the Custer Battlefield Museum versus the federal government. The author, Chris Courtlander, with a K, Courtlander, K-O-R-T-L-A-N-D-E-R. You can find that book in all the usual places, I would expect.
Right, and you can also go to CusterMuseum.org, CusterMuseum.org, and read more about the book and the project, and you can read all the leaked documents for yourself. I know it sounds like an outrageous story. Again, that's why it took me almost 2 years to write this book, and I hope your listeners enjoy it, and I really appreciate the time that you've spent with me so I can tell the story to the public.
Chris Courtlander, thank you for stopping in. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday. We'll be right back.